from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So what do we know for Friday? Some of the starters are going to play for the Dolphins. Some aren't. I would imagine nobody of note really is. And then it's time for the regular season. Did anything happen during training camp, preseason games, that made you question anything about the upcoming season for the Dolphins?
That backup quarterback situation is interesting.
Is that, but I read you the Chris Perkins column from a couple days ago where he's like, why do people fixate on this? Like, it's not anything like if you need to play your backup more than four games in a season, he's like the season's not going to work regardless.
We watched Skyler play in a playoff game. We watched Matt Moore have to play. We watched backup quarterbacks need to win big games. I think that's what we're fixated on.
Well, that's the thing. You got to stay out of a situation where a backup quarterback, you really got to stay out of a situation where you need to win a game right at the end for it to make a difference.
100 points at Tennessee last year? Yeah. Those games are big. But just, I think that's why we're stuck on it. But to your point, if Tua can't play, we're not a double-digit win team. If Tua plays, we are a playoff team, period, maybe a title contender.
But did you see anything that would lead you to believe during the training camp or preseason games where you go, you know what, I think the Dolphins are the best team in the AFC East. Or you know what? I don't think the Dolphins are the best team in the AFC East.
No, not at all. Aaron Rodgers didn't play the Buffalo. I don't think
like
the
Buffalo didn't see enough.
I think we didn't see enough. I don't think the Buffalo Bills would be that great, but I didn't see enough action in the offensive line, where we know the line is our weakness. Like what happened? You draft Patrick Paul, who's a huge human being. That was a cool story. I know some big-ass dudes that work at churches. So, like, that's what I wanted to say. I want to see more emphasis on the O-line. I trust McDaniel. I trust Chris Greer. Let's see what happens during the season.
To me, it's more so I had a really sour taste in my mouth with the way that the season ended last year due to injury. Think of all the guys that were out on the defensive side and on the offensive line, and that's kind of been a reoccurring theme throughout all of training camp since it started. Just think of all the guys who haven't practiced due to injury. And I realize,
well, is it really due to injury is it just being unbelievably cautious?
Hold on a second, though, Hawk, because, okay, Bradley Chubb, JP, we knew that. Coming in, absolutely. Tron Armstead, we knew that. But Jalen Ramsey hasn't really practiced. Jordan Poyer has a cast on his hand. Javon Holland hasn't been practicing. Kendall Fuller missed some time. Aaron Brewer, the center you got to replace Connor Williams, hasn't been practicing because he's injured. Isaiah Wynn hasn't practiced, hasn't returned from the injury list. Odell Beckham, the big acquisition in the offseason, who was supposed to be your third wide receiver, still on the PUP list. I mean, those are guys who are going to be important to this team. That's not to say that injuries will plague this team again, but I do think it can allow you to have some caution with expectations early on in the season.
But no, with all the injuries that McDaniel went through last year, what if he's saying, I'd rather sacrifice reps on the front end
that's what
to
I
have
think.
Them for
that's
the back end?
That's what I think is happening.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, be a bit cautious what you see early on outside of Chubb and JP. What you see early on from this team may not be what we're going to see later on in the year.
No, but this early on thing, and you've talked about this, Jordan Poyer hasn't forgot how to play safety. Javon Holland hasn't forgot how to be the number one, one of the number top-rated safeties in the NFL. Jalen Ramsey
no, but what he's saying
could
is
cover
they still
somebody
need to be out there to do
but
it.
Do they? Because I've told
him,
during regular season, during camp.
He's saying, is what you're seeing now a harbinger of things to come for the upcoming season, or is this just, hey, we are the most cautious team in the NFL?
I don't think so, because those guys would at the very least, not at this stage, but earlier, those guys at the very least would have been practicing in joint practices. Like Crowder, they haven't been practicing. Now, could it just be that they're exercising the utmost caution with these guys? I hope so, but I don't know. Like, how injured is Javon? How injured is Jordan Poyer? Like, how we don't know.
We don't know. But I would say, hey, you going to be ready?
I kind of feel like we would know, though, right? Like, if they were all super, actually injured, I kind of feel like we would
like
know.
Like, if they're going to be out 8 weeks, we would know. But are they going to be 100% for week one? Are they going to be 100% playing week one and then being on short rest for Thursday night football? Your entire secondary, which, by the way, most of them are new faces. Your linebackers, most of them. Our new faces.
So long. And you know what? This question, I honestly, I'm thinking that they're just being super cautious to this conversation. But if we get into week one, we get into Jaguar week, and Jalen Ramsey's still on injury report, Poyer, Holland, Armstead, I will apologize to you because I just think it's like, hey, these veterans don't really need this work. Hey, y'all get healthy. Y'all feel good. You straight. You ready to play? Yeah, coach, I feel good. I'm like, they know their bodies. Okay, well, let's ride.
I mean,
That's my thought.
I kind of think it's like, you know, Tua went through the head injuries two seasons ago. So during the offseason, they go, hey, we're going to make sure that you don't do that again. You're going to do the jujitsu and so on and so forth. I think with a guy like Javon Holland, they're like, man, we could have used you in a lot of those games at the end of the season. Let's just get you to regular season. Like, let's not worry too much about this stuff. That's what I think. Now, could that lead to injuries? By the way, it could, because you haven't had the reps and maybe you're not up to speed. But I don't know. It's probably the most prudent way to approach the season for a team that's had some injury issues.
Hoyer and Armstead and Holland and Jalen Ramsey, they're not playing gin rummy and drinking Mountain Dew all day. They're getting ready to play football. We just haven't seen them on the field. We haven't seen them make plays. But I've seen enough plays out of them when it counts. And I think McDaniel has seen enough plays out of them when it counts. I honestly, you said it, I 100% think that they're just being super cautious and saying, let's get to real games and not get Jalen Ramsey hurt against the Washington Commanders on a Thursday night. Waste of time.
I'm with you, by the way. Hawk just asked me what I've seen or haven't seen. That's kind of either giving me hope or throwing a little bit of skepticism my way. That was my answer because, truthfully, like, new defensive coordinator, third straight year, you have a bunch of new pieces. Like, I what do we really have? I hope they're just exercising caution. Like, I really hope so, but I don't know what we have.
I think we have a pretty good team. That's how I feel. That's how I felt before training camp and preseason started, and it's how I feel now. I shouldn't say pretty good team, a really good team. Yeah.
I'd have been so sweet if I ain't had to play in preseason.
Oh, could you imagine? You'd still be playing nowadays.
I don't know.
Nah, we saw you run that for free.
Play pickleball. Play no damn football.
All right, we got to wrap things up here. Dan Day is coming up after us, a little sports day, if you will. And then what do we got tomorrow? Anything exciting? There's some football tomorrow?
Thursday
night football tomorrow, Solana?
Ooh. E40 all of a sudden. I don't know.
Ooh.
I'll tell you right now. I haven't written. There is, yeah. Bengals, Colts.
All right.
And Chiefs, Bears, too.
A little football tomorrow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dolphins Friday. We're almost there. Then you got college football Saturday.
Hey, real
you know
game.
What next week is?
We got action, Jack.
UMUF week. Oh, we are so there.
Why are you shaking?
I'm not shaking.
Look like you're shaking.
Oh, that's not shaking.
Look like you're
no,
shaking.
Sir.
You think that's excitement or fear?
I'm putting money on Hurricanes minus the points. I believe the Hurricanes start the season a week from Saturday with a big statement victory,
man,
over your Florida Gators.
Money line.
Go ahead. Throw your money away.
I know what I'm going to do.
Yeah, I hope you do.
I will.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.